This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as Raw and Unfiltered, otherwise known as War, but the show's otherwise known as Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. On USA Radio Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, I'm your relentless Trump warrior and conservative capitalist evangelist in the world-famous war room, deep inside Wayne Manor, in the country that I call Trump Land. And I'm on the warpath. There's so much to talk about tonight. I say this every day like a broken record, but there isn't enough hours in the day to cover all the topics that are out there in the news with Donald Trump as president. It's kind of like, you know, they used to say, thank God for so-and-so. Late-night comics would say, thank God for so-and-so. Because without him, what we have to talk about every night? And just fill in the blank. Could have been Nixon. Could have been Gerald Ford, a kind of goofy way of talking, and they were constantly racking on him. It's always conservatives, by the way. And they thought Reagan was an idiot. They made jokes about Reagan, and he kept them in business. Well, Donald Trump keeps me in business. I'll tell you what, conservative talk shows should kiss the ground of President Trump. Thank God for President Trump. I am a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded and operated, owned by the great Edward Stolz, who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. And the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in national syndication. Thank you, Fred. Show's dedicated to Ed and Fred. We're in the RootWall.com studio, RootWall.com, as the naming rights of the studio, and the main title sponsor of the show, my big new pack, Root for the Wall, RootWall.com. Go check it out. Every question you'd ever want to ask is at RootWall.com. We are the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, that's 833-927-8255. My website, rootforamerica.com, rootwall.com. You can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com, and you can find me on Twitter, @RealWayneRoot. So before I get to the big news story of the day, which has to be Trump, and more Trump, as usual, right? What a big surprise. Well, first of all, before anything else, I want to thank Lee Elsie for guest hosting in hour number one. He always does a great job and always gives my voice a rest. A couple of days a week, I get a chance to start the show an hour late and get 2 hours on the air instead of 3 hours. I get a chance to get tremendous amounts of work done. I get a chance to work out an extra hour. All of that happens on those days, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I love it, and I appreciate it, and it's gotten to the point in my life where I'm a workout nut, and I like to work out 7 days a week, but I know for sure I can work out on Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. I don't know for sure on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It's just the day runs out of me. I need 48 hours in a 24-hour day, maybe 72 hours in a 24-hour day. So thank you, Lee Elsie, for making my life just a little bit easier and always doing a great job, bang-up job. Second of all, before we get to Trump, Chicago gun violence, 37 wounded, 4 killed in one weekend in Chicago over the weekend. 37 shot, 4 people killed, according to Chicago's ABC7. Not according to Wayne Root, not according to Donald Trump, not according to white extremists, not according to Jussie Smollett's attackers. According to Chicago ABC7, 37 people shot, 4 people killed. It was the deadliest weekend yet, according to a spokesman for the Chicago Police Department, but I don't know where they get that from, deadliest weekend yet, because almost every week I write about it, and every week it's, you know, 43 wounded, 8 dead, 29 wounded, 6 dead, so I don't know how 4 dead is the deadliest weekend yet, but, you know, even 37 shot is not the deadliest weekend yet, because I'm looking at a weekend right now with 43 shot. All I can tell you is that people get shot every second of the weekend in places like Chicago and Detroit and Baltimore. When I say every second, I mean when you add up all these cities together, these inner cities, You know, because that many were shot in just one of them, Chicago. How many were shot this weekend in Detroit? How many shot in Baltimore? How many shot in Memphis? How about Cleveland? How about New Orleans? How about Newark? How about Camden? How about Trenton? How about New York City? All of these cities are run by Democrats. And so many people get shot and so many people get killed. Number one, Democrats in charge of lawless city. Number two, they're sanctuary cities. And that's why so many people are shot. And number three, we have no wall at the border, so the drugs get through. And drugs cause so many murders, so many shootings. Ask the people of Mexico, much smaller country than America. You had 25,000 homicides last year in Mexico, in a country with severe, strict gun control. Just like Chicago, severe, strict gun control. And last but not least, all those key points, all those key takeaways. And then last but not least, of course, is the gun control aspect. Chicago has such strict gun control. Why are so many people shot? Because criminals never have a problem getting access to a gun or buying a gun. Only law-abiding people have a problem when guns are illegal. So we're left unprotected. We're left helpless. Now on to another liberal crap hole, California. The California governor asked the attorney general to investigate high gas prices. California is known for the most ridiculously high gas prices in the nation. Why? Because the state's exorbitant taxes, the state's rip-off liberal taxes. And in the wake of $6 gasoline throughout the state of California, Governor Gavin Newsom has asked the fearless Attorney General, Xavier Becerra, who spends his life fighting for illegal alien criminals. Can you imagine an Attorney General who turns his back on the law and the Constitution and fights on behalf of illegals all day long against legal American citizens? But Gavin Newsom asked the fearless Attorney General to investigate if oil companies are engaging in false advertising or price fixing. Wow. Price fixing? There's no evidence to justify these premium prices, Newsom wrote in a letter to the Attorney General. But according to an April report in the Orange County Register, at $4 per gallon, approximately 98 cents of it is due to various taxes and fees. Federal excise tax, 18 cents. State excise tax, 42 cents. State and local sales tax, 8 cents. State underground storage tank fee, 2 cents. Additional costs for compliance under cap and trade, as well as the low carbon fuel standard, 28 cents. Total, 98 cents. 98 cents out of $4 per gallon. Forget about 6. Don't tell me it stops at 4. I don't even know why they're saying that. Maybe it's because the last time there was a study, gas was $4 a gallon. So it came up with one out of the $4 goes to the state and the federal government. 25% of your gas fee is taxes. Amazing. So that said, Severin Borenstein, professor at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business and faculty director of the Energy Institute at Haas, said his own tax calculations came within a penny of that total. But the mystery surcharge, an added expense that has yet to be identified, has averaged 28 cents a gallon from January through March of this year. When added to the taxes, that brings the total to $1.26 a gallon. A mystery surcharge. No one even knows what it is. Can you imagine? And so, in January, a group of 19 state legislators sent a letter to California Attorney General's office saying, "We want you to investigate this." And they've never replied. They said they don't make public statements about investigations. We don't even know if they're investigating it. So while California's Attorney General has been asked to investigate false advertising and price fixing by the oil companies, Governor Gavin Newsom's letter is devoid of any request to look into the mystery surcharge of 28 cents that no one knows what it is. And by the way, the state imposes the second highest gas tax in the nation. And then they wonder why gas prices are so high. It's just the idiocy of liberals. Idiocy. All right, so the big news story of the day, now that I got all that out of the way. Big news story of the day is Trump. Trump mentioning that he's being lynched. And the result of him saying this is a lynching of the President of the United States, which is the exact kind of words I would have used, absolutely. I've used it many times. I've always said the lynching, as an example, the lynching of Brett Kavanaugh. And I actually think, if my memory serves me, I wrote a column about the lynching of Mitt Romney, if I remember correctly, back in 2012 when he's running for president and they went after him. And I may have wrote about the lynching of Donald Trump on numerous occasions. So supposedly if you use the word lynching, which of course has ramifications for the Civil War and slavery and racism, according to Democrats, every word, you know, you take it out of context, and try to turn every word into racism and evil. And so according to Democrats, Trump is now a white supremacist. Trump refers to impeachment as a lynching, enrages the left and even some on the right, of course, I'm sure. Mitt Romney was on it right away. Trump took to Twitter and called the Democrat impeachment inquiry a lynching. It was his tweet. So someday, if a Democrat becomes president and Republicans win the House, even by a tiny margin, they can impeach the president without due process or fairness or any legal rights. All Republicans must remember what they're witnessing here, a lynching, but we will win. He's referring to it as a lynching because Democrats are conducting this inquiry without due process, fairness, or any legal rights. But liberals were outraged at the characterization because apparently only black people could talk about being lynched. Bobby Rush, who's black, and I believe a former congressman, I don't believe he's a congressman anymore, but perhaps he is. You think that impeachment is a lynching? What the hell's wrong with you? Do you know how many people who look like me have been lynched since the inception of this country by people who look like you? Delete the tweet. Valerie Jarrett, a lynching? Yes, indeed, all Republicans must remember what they're witnessing here. The voters will. And even some on the right, Eric Erickson, I can't stand this guy. Eric Erickson, go away. Mitt Romney and you should have a love affair together. I call it a lesbian love affair. Mitt Romney and Eric Erickson. Eric Erickson says, it's not a lynching. Let's start dropping words that are important with real historic meaning where we water them down to nothing. Having said all that, and Jeb Bush lost his mind. When I come back, I will tell you how the word lynching was used by every Democrat in the entire United States Congress to discuss the impeachment of Bill Clinton 20 years ago. Every single Democrat used the word lynching, and nobody said a word, and no one had a problem. And I'm getting real sick of this. So is every conservative in America. Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members.
starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. Swiss America is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And I want you to listen carefully to the best darn offer you're ever going to get. One of the best assets on Earth is precious metals. And we all know we live in a world of political turmoil, financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to London to Berlin to Beijing to Paris. These are bubbles searching for a pin right now, with one exception: gold and silver. Precious metals have held their value over history better than any other asset class on Earth. So here's an irresistible offer. To show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future, I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below cost, for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. It's an exclusive offer only for my listeners by calling 800-630-2158, 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158, one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com. So Democrats and Jeb Bush are just outraged. Outraged about the word lynching, but find it totally acceptable to lynch Trump in effigy. Right? I'm just looking at an article about that right now, where you just got absolutely positively all over the internet pictures and tweets and all kinds of things. All kinds of memes where they hang Trump in effigy and no one says a word and Twitter never bans them. But Trump uses the word lynching, and that's like an amazing thing. So that's the argument number one. Argument number two is a quick online search reveals the irony of the outrage for Democrats and never Trumpers after President Trump compared the ongoing political attacks against him as a lynching on Twitter. Here are some examples from as far back as 1998. When lynching was used to describe what Democrats thought was a partisan political attack on Bill Clinton. An article in the New York Times during the impeachment of Clinton. Representative Ike Skelton, Democrat of Missouri, said the Republicans want to decapitate their commander-in-chief. Steve Rothman, a New Jersey Democrat, complained of a Republican juggernaut driven by the right wing. Patrick Kennedy, congressman of Rhode Island and nephew to late President Kennedy, spoke of a political lynching. Representative Danny Davis, an Illinois Democrat, denounced what he described as a lynching. Brianna Kalar interviewed never-Trumper and former congressman from Connecticut, Chris Shays. And Brianna Kalar says another Republican breaking with his party to support Hillary Clinton. We're talking about former congressman Chris Shays, who wrote an op-ed for CNN. You know what? Who wants to read this whole thing? You get the idea. It's going to be him saying that there was some sort of lynching of Bill Clinton. MSNBC interviewed Hillary Clinton herself in 2016. All these people used the word lynching. Dan Roderick wrote a commentary about Bill Clinton's impeachment in the Baltimore Sun. He talked about lynching. CBS wrote about the GOP lynch mob on April 2011, trying to string up fledgling Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The New York Times wrote about Bill Clinton's impeachment and talked about lynching. Again and again and again, the word has been used in political history. The Baltimore Sun wrote about Bill Clinton's impeachment. Today feels like we're taking a step down the road to becoming a political lynch mob. Everything's about lynching. Columnist Rosa Brooks wrote about the Breitbart lynch mob in February 2017. The lynch mobs of the alt-right. They've all used the term lynch mobs. Everybody's used it. There's like this new Trump thing. Anything Trump does, a new president, anything Trump does, anything Trump says, all of it's been done before. There's nothing new under the sun in the United States of America. Everything's been done by other presidential candidates, other presidents, other important politicians, other senators, other governors, and no matter what it is, Trump gets blamed like he's the first one in history who's ever done it, and he's got to be punished severely and kicked out of office. Look at this loser, Representative Will Hurd, Republican of Texas, another never-Trumper, Trump hater. On Tuesday on CNN Today, stated President Trump's tweet comparing to the impeachment proceedings to a lynching is a crazy statement, and this level of insensitivity to a dark period is not acceptable. Well, it's a crazy statement. It also contributes to this notion that Republicans are not understanding the plight of minorities. You guys are just living in a dream world, man. You really are. It's throughout history. Everybody's ever been attacked has said you're doing it. It's a lynch mob. What a joke. And just when you thought it couldn't get worse of a lynching and a lynch mob, lawless Democrats will no longer allow GOP lawmakers to view the transcripts from the impeachment hearings. Oh, that's not a lynch mob. Not at all. They're not lynching the President of the United States. Just because he's white means you can't say he's being lynched. It can't be a high-tech lynching. It can't be a congressional lynching. It can't be a mob lynching. It can't be a Democrat lynching. No, of course not. Only when you attack Bill Clinton is it a lynching. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, war.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A 17-year-old boy was shot and wounded Tuesday near a high school in Santa Rosa, California. Authorities say the suspect was safely removed from campus and taken into custody. Santa Rosa Police Captain John Cregan says officials believe this was an isolated incident.
There's no evidence to show that there was a threat to the other students on the campus. There was no evidence to suggest that there was plans for any further acts of violence. This appeared to be an impromptu incident that followed a verbal altercation fronting the school.
U.S. troops exiting Syria through Iraq will eventually make their way home. That's according to the Pentagon. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper provided the update Tuesday after a statement from the Iraqi military said that the U.S. troops do not have permission to stay in the country. Esper initially said the troops would relocate to western Iraq. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
You can can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Newsmax TV is sponsoring this segment. They are America's fast-growing cable news channel. 70 million homes right now, 80 million by year-end, reaching 150 million Americans via online streaming devices. And I'm the host of Newsmax's primetime TV show, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, here in Vegas at 5 p.m. And you're going to be able to watch me starting on November 13th on Channel 96, Cox Cable. They're finally picking up Newsmax TV, and every night at 5 o'clock, my show. 6.2 million new cable households will join us on November, is it November 13th? Yeah, November 13th, Channel 96. And you call toll-free right now if you don't get Newsmax TV on your local cable channel, cable system, wherever you are in the United States, 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. And in the meantime, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com or get Newsmax TV app on your cell phone. It is free. So thank you, Newsmax, for starting in about 25 minutes we start that show. All right, let's grab our guest, James Herson, always on Tuesday afternoons, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise in the entertainment industry, website jamesherson.com, and we welcome to the show. James, how are you?
I'm doing well, Wayne. It's good to be with you.
So I am not a fan of Chris Wallace on Fox News. I think he's another horrible never-Trumper. I don't know what's the story with these guys. They are so strange, and it's so weird. But even Greta Van Susteren, who's not known as a conservative, I think she's a liberal, but she's kind of a moderate, reasonable liberal who's always been nice to me, by the way. Greta Van Susteren says Fox News' Chris Wallace wants to smear and cause trouble with anonymous impeachment claim. What is she referring to?
Well, obviously, Chris Wallace came out with a story. He claimed that he knew a, quote, well-connected Republican. And this was an anonymous source who told him,
of course,
that the Senate GOP, that there was a chance, I think he gave it 20%, that they would impeach President Trump. You know, but he threw in kind of weasel words and said, well, depending on the evidence, blah, blah, blah. But Greta Van Susteren, one thing about her, first of all, she's always worked her butt off. And Greta Van Susteren's old Fox show, even though I say Greta's a feminist, Greta tends to be left of center, but she really tried hard to kind of be a journalist. And the thing that she's objecting to is what Chris Wallace is doing is not journalism. It's fake news. And because he won't identify the source, and it's vague. What the hell is a well-connected Republican? What does that mean?
Right.
I mean, that could be, there's thousands and thousands of people that could be. And for him to make a statement about a constitutional procedure that removes the leader of the free world and do it anonymously means what we always thought about Chris Wallace, that Chris Wallace is really a hack. And he's proven it over and over again, and I really don't know why he's even on Fox News. It makes no sense. You know, Shep is gone. Chris ought to go and join Shep wherever Shep ends up.
Right. Well, Shep's gone, but I don't know if Shep was actually pushed off the plank. It seemed like Shep left of his own volition. I don't think anybody was trying to get rid of him. I think he just grew sick of being on a network where everybody's so pro-Trump. Most of them are pro-Trump, and so he just couldn't take it anymore. And maybe already had put out feelers and had a better offer from CNN, and they just let him go because he asked for his release. I think that was the way it worked, right? Is that what you heard?
That's what the story is publicly. It would seem to me that if Don Lemon's contract was up, that CNN could use Shepard Smith as leverage on negotiating with Don Lemon. And, you know, they'd be free to cut him loose because Shep could take over that spot, and it actually would draw more viewers. So from a business point of view, but I'm glad Shepard Smith is gone. He was unwatchable. He belongs on either MSNBC or CNN. And Chris Wallace the same way. And look, that show that Chris Wallace hosts, Fox News Sunday, went downhill when this wonderful human being, Tony Snow, passed away. Tony Snow handled that show totally differently than Chris Wallace. And although we remember what Chris Wallace has done back in the debate when Trump was debating Hillary, and we also have seen him grow into Never Trumper status. So now he's being described by other outlets as the resistant face of Fox News. With Shepard Smith being gone, Chris Wallace is the face of resistance of Fox News.
And there are others. I mean, Bret Baier obviously does not like President Trump very much. And it used to be, who was the gentleman who died? Charles Krauthammer did not like Trump at all. He hated him. I was shocked. I gave a speech in New Orleans, and the speaker before me was Charles Krauthammer. And we were talking backstage, and I thought we were on the same team. We were a great Republican conservative together. And he started telling me how much he hates Trump, and we got in this big fight backstage. And he was vicious against me and against Donald Trump. I was in a state of shock. You know, same thing, as usual. They make it out like he's the nicest man in the world. He's in a wheelchair. You can only say nice things about him. He was so vicious to me backstage, and I was only nice and gracious to him. And he was such a nasty person to me. It was really shocking to me. But the nastiness came when he heard I like Trump. That was the nastiness.
Well, see, that's the thing. What part of the reason we talk about being polarized is because the people that are against Trump hate him with a passion, and those of us that support the president
love him with a passion.
Yeah. We're completely 180 degrees opposite. And part of the reason is that people, when you talk about people like Charles Krauthammer, he's of the same ilk as Bill Kristol. And these people are part of the war industry. They are friends with, they know people, or they themselves are profiting from the so-called endless wars that Trump has taken on. They also are for the globalism that was the opposite of treasuring American sovereignty, putting America first, that Trump is for. So Trump has taken on these powerful forces, and part of their hatred is they can't seem to rid themselves of this guy.
Yeah, boy, if we rid ourselves of Trump, I can't imagine what's going to happen in the United States of America. When I see, I don't know if you saw this, but there's a little girl, I forgot what city she was in, but she got carted away by the police in handcuffs. She's like a 9-year-old girl, and she made the gun figure with her fingers. And they arrested her. She went to the principal's office, the principal called the police, and the police arrested her for making threats with her fingers in the shape of a gun. And I just saw today Teen Vogue says we need to think beyond the incorrect idea that women's periods are just for women. We want tampons provided in men's bathrooms. Folks, this
well,
is...
Oh, my God. I mean, I think we should send tampons to Adam Schiff, for sure. There's quite a few men that could use some tampons. But it's how crazy this gender agenda is, one of the worst, most diabolical things. When we read about a courtroom that is making a decision on whether a 7-year-old should be mutilated and have surgery to have gender reassignment.
Well, they ruled in favor of the little child making that decision today.
That they ruled against the parent.
Against the father.
Against the father, and ruled that the child should go ahead and be mutilated, as if a little child like that has the ability to make a decision like
right.
that. It is,
right.
It is absolute. But see, things are just so upside down. It's absolutely biblical, actually, in its effect, because, you know, the Bible says they shall call evil good and good evil, and that's what we're living in. But fortunately, there are enough of us still around here that if we all get up and we all speak, we all vote, we're going to be able to overcome this.
And by the way, it was what I thought, just from memory. I didn't actually see the story. I downloaded it and had not read it yet. I was going to talk about it on the air. But James, a Texas jury ruled against Jeffrey Younger this week in the court case to save his 7-year-old son from gender transition. And I knew it was the father they ruled against. The mother wants the 7-year-old to have the surgery. The mother wants to start the boy on puberty blockers and eventually cross-sex hormones. And Dr. Ann Georgulis will continue to transition her son into Luna. Luna.
Which takes away the kid's choice. obviously. You chop off his anatomy, you put him on those puberty-blocking drugs, and it's a one-way street. Now he can't make a decision. And, you know, I mean, 7 years old? I mean, there's a tradition in religion that seven was prior to the age of accountability, that people that are below seven don't know the difference between good and evil.
Well, of course.
So this, but we do, and we know that that mother is pure evil, satanic evil. And I pray that there's an appeal. I pray there's an emergency appeal, and that somehow that is stopped, because that's child abuse. That's all
right.
It
is child abuse. And by the way, if a tape of this interview between you and I gets out, Democrats would say they were lynching Wayne Root and James Ersin. Were lynching this poor woman who just wants her boy to have freedom because he's a girl trapped in a boy's body. But when we use the word lynching, oh my God, Trump uses it, all hell breaks loose. When we get back, James Ersin and I will talk about Trump's use of the word lynching. Oh my God! Trump said it! Lynching! Oh my God! All the men who are really women are losing their minds. All the Republican men who are really women, and all the Democrats who just spend their lives trying to take any word out of context and destroy Trump. But they've all forgotten that they used the word lynching thousands of times to describe what Republicans did to Bill Clinton's impeachment in 1998. We'll be right back. More with Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, and James Ersin. His website, by the way, jamesherson.com. H-I-R-S-E-N, jamesherson.com. Great guy. I love to have him on Tuesday. Be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, cold and flu season is here. Silver may be the best defense against colds and flu. My good friends at My Doctor Suggests have something I know will be right for you. My Doctor Suggests alkaline-structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming good bacteria. They've done a great job for me. They've saved my voice. They've saved me from brain fog, which is probably my biggest problem in the world. I used to wake up and just be really foggy for a couple hours till the fog kind of melted away. But now, from the second I wake up, I am sharp as a laser-guided missile, man. And also, no colds in 4 years, and that's getting off airplanes and being around people who are sick and having kids who get sick and not a cold in 4 years since I started taking the silver. Amazing stuff. Get 20% off every order, not just the first order, by saying I'm a fan of Wayne Allen Root. Get 20% off, and you get the book, The Silver Miracle, free. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. Hey, I wanted to talk to you about this lynching comment. Democrats used it nonstop to say that's what we were doing to Bill Clinton in 1998. And meanwhile, Trump uses the word, and oh my God, all hell breaks loose.
Well, you know, the word is associated with race. Of course, Clarence Thomas used it also, you know, saying that proceeding against him was a high-tech lynching.
Oh, and that's where that word came into being. Was that after Clinton or before? I can't remember.
That
when.
Was a
Clarence
a,
Thomas.
A turning
when was that?
Point in the Clarence Thomas hearings. But the fact is, what Trump, you know, what it is that the media does not want to report the truth about this Democrat impeachment inquiry. That it is a violation of all of the legal procedures that America holds dear, of due process, of the ability to defend yourself. It is, in fact, a secret trial, a secret court. They're gathering evidence in secret, and they're not allowing the Republicans to participate in any way. They're not even allowing Republicans to read transcripts.
And how can you do that? Seriously, how is that not? How does that not make the entire thing an illegal circus?
It makes it, to me, it makes it an illegal circus. The problem is, the founding fathers basically set up checks and balances between the branches of government, and the one branch that could really deal with this are the courts. And the Supreme Court has a tradition of staying away from these kinds of issues. They say they're political and we don't want to interfere. But I don't believe that the Supreme Court tradition took into account the kind of depraved, immoral, caught lying individuals like Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff. They are willing to do anything. I mean, they've proved it. Laws and norms do not matter to them. So they're going ahead, and there's talk that they're going to come up with some kind of report, and it's going to be based on this testimony that they've taken in secret, and of course, highly edited and altered by Adam Schiff. And then if they have the votes, they will impeach Trump. I do not believe there's any chance. Chris Wallace is wrong. There's not a chance that the Republicans would remove Trump over these kinds of issues. No way.
No way, except for Mitt Romney. You know, there'll be a couple of votes, and Mitt Romney's a loser,
yeah.
A jealous, bitter loser. But other than a couple of turncoats, nobody is voting guilty for something as minor as this. Let's move on to Pierre Delecto, because I mentioned Mitt Romney. We don't have that much time left. We're talking to James Herson, by the way, law professor, New York Times bestselling author, website jamesherson.com. He's with us every Tuesday, and Mitt Romney turns out to have a secret Twitter account named Pierre Delecto. And Colbert says it sounds like a softcore porn name, which it does. And
it does.
It's just bizarre. It's just very weird, right?
It's creepy. And, you know, there's been something about Mitt Romney all these years, and the left attacked him on this. They said he was like a mannequin. They said there was something not genuine about him, that he was creepy. And Republicans used to go back and said, look, this guy was governor of Massachusetts. He set up a state-run health care system. He was pro-choice. Then he switched. And now he wanted to become Secretary of State, and he was basically sucking up to President Trump, and now he's become his nemesis. It just seems to me that Mitt Romney has destroyed himself forever in terms of national office, and he may very well lose in Utah. This just shows a kind of a phoniness. And if you look at this, what's been reported, now he's made the Twitter account private so you can't read it, but it was just there to elevate Mitt Romney and attack Trump. And that's all it did.
Yeah, it was very weird. I didn't see him attack Obama once in that Twitter account. I mean, this guy he attacks Trump every day, never attacked Obama. So when Hillary talks about Russian plants, maybe Mitt Romney is a plant of the Democratic Party. Because that's all Mitt Romney has ever done, is use the cover of being an R Republican to attack our president, our great president, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Sounds like he's a Democrat asset to me.
I think that's a great suggestion.
I got to write that column. Mitt Romney, Democrat asset. James Herson, great to have you on. As always, website jamesherson.com. New York Times bestselling author and law professor. And he's our Hollywood guy and our lawyer guy and our Constitution guy. James Herson, see you next week.
Thank you. God bless you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Say.